I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Donald Trump may have ruffled feathers in Beijing with his seemingly cozy approach to Taiwan, but his appointment of Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as Chinese ambassador may be winning approval. China's President Xi Jinping has a soft spot for the Hawkeye State, and Iowan farmers like Rick and Martha Kimberly. They farm soybeans and corn just outside Maxwell, Iowa. You could say their operation is a model of a modern farming system. And thanks to a sister state program, Chinese officials in Hebei Province are hoping to replicate the Kimberly's farm. Their son Grant is the sixth generation to run the Kimberly farm. Welcome, Grant. President Xi Jinping visited your family farm in Iowa back in 2012. Tell us what that visit was like.
We had the opportunity to greet and host President Xi, and we took him into my parents' home and sat down in our living room and had a discussion about all kinds of things. You know, and he had a large group of Chinese leaders, provincial leaders, and the Chinese Minister of Agriculture, and of course, the Iowa Governor and Lieutenant Governor and Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, and the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, and also the then Chinese U.S. Ambassador, Gary Locke, was there. And so we talked about agriculture. President Xi asked a lot of good questions to my father and myself about how we market our crops, how we make our business decisions, the different aspects of using technology on the farm. We talked about the importance of trade and the roles that the U.S. and China play in helping to feed the world.
I'm just curious, President Xi, I mean, what kind of experience has he had on a farm? Was he interested in farming the way politicians are usually interested in this stuff, or was he sincerely engaged?
That goes back to the Iowa-China relationship, because he came as part of a provincial delegation, agriculture delegation, that came to Iowa in 1985. And so it's something he's been around quite a bit in his life and his career as he was coming up through the ranks. You could tell he kind of knew what he was talking about and understood some of it.
Now, I gather the Chinese want to now replicate your family's farm right down to your parents' farmhouse, but they want to do it in China. What is the vision in China for this model Iowa farm?
President Xi, since he's gone back to China, he's talked about how Chinese agriculture, they're going to be modernizing it further, and he's used our farm as an example, where farmers manage it in the U.S. more like a business and use technology, and I think he sees that as something that the Chinese agriculture system is going to have to do more of, too. So ideas have come up about using our farm as a demonstration in Hebei, and also we've got another province that's talking to us about this as well in Jilin province, which is another northeast province. They want to recreate aspects of our farm down to some of the actual physical details of the grain bins, machine sheds, and, of course, my parents' home has been talked about. And then they're talking about, you know, having a working demonstration farm, an exchange of ideas between U.S. agriculture industry and U.S. companies and Chinese agriculture industry and Chinese companies. And then they're talking about even recreating a Midwestern town in this whole area. So I think they have bigger aspirations, too, to make this an attraction almost for this region of Hebei province.
Yeah, attraction actually is a really good word, because I understand that the Chinese are even thinking about turning this demonstration farm into a kind of a, I don't know, like a Disney farm, almost a tourist attraction. Is that right?
That's the impression I get, certainly. Yeah, they've talked about building infrastructure up into this area, rail access, and also highways, hotels, all kinds of things. And then, see, there is a section of the Great Wall that's not too much further away. I think they see that as another thing that can attract people to that region.
Yeah, so Governor Terry Branstad is the connection with Xi Jinping. When did he and Xi Jinping become friendly?
Back in 1985, Governor Branstad met Xi Jinping as part of a Hebei Province agriculture delegation that came to Iowa and spent, I think it was over a week to 2 weeks of time here, traveling around the state and visiting different farms and companies and so forth. And that's when they first struck up that relationship. Iowa's had a sister state relationship with Hebei since 1983, actually, and it goes back even further than that. President Xi's father came to Iowa in 1980 and met with then Governor Robert Ray of Iowa as part of a provincial governor's delegation. So the history of the Xi family in Iowa goes way back.
Grant Kimberly from Maxwell, Iowa. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.